Good morning, it's March 26th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 44. The question that we find in chapter 44 is, how shall God bring his chosen people to the place where he can bless and enjoy them? He sent his servants with the word, but the people would not listen to his servants. He chastened them with drought, but they did not repent. Then he allowed the enemies to humiliate them, but the people still would not obey the will of God. Perhaps it would be different in Egypt. That answer is usually no. The change of geography does not change hearts. They practiced their idolatry in Egypt. They even devoted and defended it before King Josiah's reform. And when they bowed to idols, they had plenty of food. They were well off. And they saw no trouble. Verse 17 talks about that this morning. As if those are the things that test the truth of life. The wicked may prosper, but it is no excuse to sin. In his mercy, God would rescue a small remnant. He usually does. A small remnant of his people would be there. The rest would be slain in the land they thought was so safe. Was God watching over them? He was, but not necessarily for the blessings. We'll see that in verse 27. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 44 this morning. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwell in the land of Egypt, who dwell at Migdol, at Tahpenes, at Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the calamity that I have brought on Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are desolation, and no one dwells in them because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger. And that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they did not know, they nor you nor your fathers. However, I have sent to you all, my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate. But they did not listen or incline their ear or turn from their wickedness to burn no incense to other gods. So my fury and my anger were poured out and kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as it is this day. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against yourselves to cut off from you man and woman, child and infant, out of Judah, leaving none to remain, and that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to the other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to dwell, that you may cut yourselves off and be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers? The wickedness of the kings of Judah, the wickedness of their wives, your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They have not been humble to this day, nor have they feared. They have not walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and your fathers. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for catastrophe, for cutting off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah who have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, to dwell there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. They shall die from the least to the greatest by the sword and by famine. And they shall be an oath, an astonishment, a curse, and a reproach. For I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt as I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to dwell there shall escape or survive, lest they return to the land of Judah, to which they desire to return and dwell. For none shall return except those who escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, with all the women who stood by a great multitude, and all the people who dwelt in the land of Egypt and Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our own mouth to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done. We and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of food, were well off and saw no trouble. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. The women also said, and when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and pour out drink offerings to be to her without our husband's permission? Then Jeremiah spoke to all the people, the women, the men, and all the people who had given him all that answer, saying, the incense that you have burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings, your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and did it not come into his mind? So the Lord could no longer bear it because of the evil of your doings and because of the abomination which you committed. Therefore your land is a desolation, an astonishment, a curse, and without an inhabitant, as it is this day. Because you have burned incense and because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord or walked in his law, in his statutes, or in his testimonies. Therefore, this calamity has happened to you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah, who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you and your wives have spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely keep our vows that we have made to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings to her. You will surely keep your vows and perform your vows. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah, who dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah. And all the land of Egypt say, the Lord God lives. Behold, I will watch over them for adversity and not for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there is an end to them. Yet a small number who escape the sword shall return from the land of Egypt to the land of Judah, and all remnant of Judah who have gone to the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know whose words will stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you, says the Lord, that I will punish you in this place. And you will know that my words will surely stand against you for adversity. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of the enemies and into the hand of those who seek his life, as I give Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy who sought his life. That's our Bible reading today. What we need to learn from this is a point of following God, not man, doing the things that God has called us to do, not trusting the things of the world, but knowing that God is totally in charge. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you think of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.